chaka huka 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 chaka huka 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 chaka huka 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 chaka huka huka huka.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling.
Welcome to the Square Peg Show. I'm Mike.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Jamie.
And I'm Tommy.
We're on the car ride back this fine Wednesday evening after seeing a movie called Guardians of the Galaxy. Review over.
That's all you need.
Most people have seen this film already. It was a comedy space adventure action. Starred Chris Pratt as Star-Lord, Zoe Saldana as Gamora. I don't know who played Drax the Destroyer. And also had Groot, voiced by Vin Diesel.
Yep.
Woo!
And Rocket, voiced by Bradley Cooper.
Awesome.
Who else was in it? Glenn Close, Lee Pace.
John C. Reilly.
Yeah, Lee Pace was the Pushing Daisies guy, and he was Ronan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. Who else?
Benicio del Toro.
Oh, yeah, he was the Collector.
Yep,
you know how I reviewed Thor?
Yes.
Thor 2, the Collector showed up in one of the post-credit
things. Oh, awesome.
Things. Yeah, so that kind of tied into Guardians a bit.
Definitely.
Plus the Thanos connection with Avengers, you know.
And I knew there was going to be a Nathan Fillion cameo.
Was there?
I looked for him in the credits. I did see his name. I think all it said was something like Monstrous Inmate.
Oh, interesting.
So I don't know if it was him or if he voiced the blue guy that got his nostrils messed with by Groot. I'm not really sure.
So this movie tied in with other Marvel movies, but it also stood alone, like, very well.
Yeah, it really seems like it's setting a stage for something much, much
it
bigger.
It didn't feel like a superhero movie. It felt more like a good, solid, funny science fiction
sci-fi
movie.
Sci-fi, yeah. Which is cool because, you know, it's cool to be in a universe with superpowers, but it's also cool to be in a universe where, you know, you just have crazy creatures with just abilities more than powers. You know what I mean?
Yep. So before we saw the movie, Jesse was saying, will it be a better than Avengers? So let's go ahead and get that stuff out. Now, Jesse, I know you like to process things.
Yes.
Are you processing?
I am processing. This is going to be one of those questions that's tough because always on the car ride home, especially when it's a good movie like this was, and I can't say that it
you
wasn't.
You get your true reaction before you second guess yourself.
Well, I mean, that's my gut reaction for sure. But then, you know, usually a day or two later, I'll have processed through everything. I'll be thinking back on scenes. And then there's things that I like and things that I don't like. And that's usually when I see things when they're rushed.
My gut reaction is, yes, it's better than the other ones I was praising, like Cap 2 and Avengers.
Really?
I was so into it.
Yeah.
The camaraderie of the movie, the comedy and the action, that's probably the best mixture of comedy and action I've seen in a while.
Yeah. And like, everyone was funny.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like, this is the funny guy. Like, Groot was funny, and he had, like, three words he said in the whole movie. He was hilarious.
I actually thought it was really interesting. As the girl who does not typically know a lot of the background story of the Marvel kind of stuff, but I kind of fell in love with every single one of the characters, which is unusual because usually you find a favorite and you kind of identify with that favorite. But each one of them was so... Their personal stories were so balanced that you got to really kind of form a connection with each and every single one individually, and then of course them as a big group. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah,
and that seems like something that would be tough for a group movie like this.
Definitely.
Because you know, you got a lot of people that you have to develop and you have a limited amount of time, but they were able to pull that off with everybody. Even, you know, someone like Groot, who, like I said, only had three words but was able to express and emote so much. The CGI animators, I gotta give it to, man. Holy crap.
Oh my gosh. I was so, like, impressed by... I mean, one of the words after the credits roll is just, wow. Like, not just technical achievement, story achievement, everything was really firing on all cylinders. And I believe the budget, Jesse, was $170 million, and they recouped that within the first couple of days.
Wow.
Because not only just domestic grosses, but worldwide, you know. People love this stuff. I think it had a UK release a week ahead of time, like these Marvel movies usually do. But
holy crap, I can totally see it, man. I'm surprised they didn't make it back in the first hour.
Right. Well, so, what else? It was so much fun to watch.
Tommy, give me your first impressions. Go.
wow is definitely the word that I don't really want to use, but I do agree, because, you know, I'm a big sci-fi guy. So the sci-fi was fantastic, and the comedy actually just played off of each other. Right about the time you're looking and getting drawn into the sci-fi part of it, then you got a comedy part to laugh about. So it was just, I liked it all. It was well-rounded, if you ask me.
It's a great mix.
Yes, yes, very.
What was the thing you saw at the very end? No raccoons or what is it?
No raccoons or tree animals or creatures were harmed during the filming of that movie.
Amazing.
I don't really feel like telling the listeners the very end, because
No. Let them see the
post trailer. You know how in the Marvel movies there's always a bit at the end. But I was shocked by the very last part.
Yes,
and I'm excited about what it might mean for future movies.
Yes, yes. Well, I mean, I'm not going to talk about it too much here on the show, but there's a certain character that they wouldn't be able to use because it's used elsewhere that ties in with that, right? That's as vague as I can get.
You're vague talking here.
Yes. So. All right, well, we'll talk about it.
I think all the properties are in line for them to be able to do it, but I'm not sure what you're talking about.
If anybody would like to email me for a small price, I could tell you really what happened.
Way to make a profit, Tommy.
4 billion units.
Any other funny parts or exciting parts you guys want to mention?
Oh, crap. There were so many. There were, like, way too many almost.
As a resident hippie, I was really excited that the tree kind of saves the day.
I know Jamie was a big Groot fan.
Yeah, let's talk about the soundtrack real quick. Wow.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that was impressive.
it really was just like, and Brandon said this to us, it was just like a big 80s homage almost, and, you know, 70s and 80s. And, you know, I love that kind of juxtaposition when you have this super futuristic sci-fi thing going on with these throwback songs. And I mean, it was funny because, you know, Quinn talks about all these movies sometimes, and he's talking about Footloose and things like that, and or even some of the phrases where he's like, dude, chill out, you know, which is straight from the 80s, which is when he was abducted, so that makes sense. And I love that kind of stuff.
Juxtaposition with that, but also with the fact that it's comedy and action together. Yep. Guardians of the Galaxy, the title screen is up there, and then they play this 80s song, and Peter Quill is dancing to us. Like, this is unusual. You don't see a movie open up that way very often.
I always get really excited about sci-fi movies and shows, like, you know, Star Trek and Star Wars and all that. You've got all these other species of species that are interacting with each other, and a lot of times it's kind of frustrating because they just automatically can speak all the same languages and stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I think there are some differences there that I think should be at least addressed because they're different species. And
right.
I love that they use that as part of the comedy that, what was his name? Drax.
Yes.
He didn't get like the metaphors and stuff because it's, you know what I'm saying? Like
it's
the
very
differences.
Literal.
I thought that was great. Like
metaphor.
I love the fact that they did that. Cause it brings out the fact that they're very different species and they don't automatically know everything about each other, which is cool.
I'm really glad you brought that up actually, because one of the things I was noticing was, you know, anytime I see something with the Green Lantern Corps in DC, you know, he'll be at some intergalactic bar somewhere. And whenever art designers have this kind of situation in front of them, they get to go wild. They just get to have different colored, different
right.
numbered armed things just as much as they can.
Right.
It almost gets to the point where it's just like they're just haphazardly throwing things together at that point. Which I kind of got that feeling at first because, you know, this chick is green, this chick over here is purple, and that sort of stuff. But then they really started fleshing these races out, and it made a lot more sense. And it didn't just feel random and haphazard.
Right,
so
right.
That was very cool that they did that. And speaking of Green Lantern, which is the Nova Corps, which is supposedly like the Marvel version of the Lantern Corps, I'm hoping this is going to segue into a Nova movie, you think?
Yeah, I mean, Nova, all I know is his powers and his costume, which are pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I don't really know much about the story. I figure if they're throwing around the words Nova Corps, they're probably laying the groundwork for
exactly.
something like that. You know, Marvel very carefully laying the groundwork for lots of things. Like, you can see the Thanos thing is really
right.
building up. I think he's going to be part of Avengers 2.
Oh, yeah,
but
is.
If not, then definitely I would say Avengers 3.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. Another thing about Guardians of the Galaxy I really like, though, is that they didn't feel the need to explain all the backstory to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Groot and Rocket are friends.
Right.
We know that we eventually found out how Star-Lord became, that he grew up on a certain ship and everything. They told you more about what happened, but they didn't feel the need to explain everything right from the very beginning of the movie.
Exactly. It was like during the adventure that you get all this. It's not just like, here's some origin, okay, now we're into the story.
Which tends to drag down a lot of the beginnings of other movies.
Yes, and that's why, you know, when you get the beginning of, you know, every time we get a Spider-Man reboot, they have to retell it.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. Yeah. Amazing Spider-Man's horrible
and,
with that.
Oh, my God. I mean, even though I love the one that just came out, the sequel, but, you know, it's just like, okay, I've seen it. Let's do it. Let's not do it again. Come on, let's just jump into it. But they did this one great, and they just kind of, you know, in passing explained some stuff, and then it was enough to understand where Quinn was coming from and then keep on trucking. And then they even gave you some questions at the end with his father and that kind of stuff.
Yep.
So, fantastic. I mean, it really was just like a groundwork movie that had everything I wanted in it.
Groundwork, but also felt like a complete movie,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely.
This is our fourth theatrical review this year. They were all four of the superhero movies that came out this year.
Of course.
And this was by far the best.
Yes.
Like, far and away.
Yeah. For sure.
But we'll check in with Jesse and his process.
I'll come back next episode and be like, no, this is all garbage. It's bullshit.
Well, we're going to follow up on it one more time.
Yeah.
And they've already got the sequel in the works. They actually announced the sequel before the movie came out.
Yeah.
That's how confident they were with it. So that's
pretty
awesome.
Sure on that one.
All right. Well, that is the podcast. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Thanks, Tommy.
Hey, no problem. And by the way, I'm going to download... I'm going to buy the soundtrack as soon as I get to the store.
Don't make me call the cops on you, Tommy. Thank you, Tommy. Thank you, Jamie.
Yay, trees!
No trouble. Woo! I'm famous!
Jesse has a few more things to say about where you can find it.
Hey guys, just a quick reminder that if any of you would like to be on the show, suggest topics for the show, or just have questions or comments, please let us know at squarepegshow@gmail.com or on our website, squarepegshow.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and subscribe to us on iTunes. So until next time, guys, be square.